Mr. Griffin, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
What are the main findings for the food price index for March?
Well, this month the index has risen for the second month in a row, and it now stands at 213 points. That is, it's about a similar level to this time last year. All products covered by the index have risen in price, with the exception of dairy products. Price increases have been strongest for cereals and sugar, but the prices of oil seeds and meat have also risen.
And what does that tell us about the market right now?
I think the primary reflection I would have is that perhaps it's something that we tend to forget, is that our food is dependent on the weather and it's not necessarily available as easily at different times of the year or for 1 year to the next. And at the moment, several parts of the globe are experiencing very dry weather conditions. These include Southeast Asia, Australia, parts of Brazil, and also the southern central part of the United States. Now, what this means for the crops is that yield expectations are being reduced. And within the market, there's an expectation that prices will rise because the products will not be as plentiful as they were last year. A second point I would mention is that with recent geopolitical tensions in the Black Sea region, which is an important cereal producing area, it's created again uncertainty in the market. And this has contributed to a rise in price for some cereals.
And dairy is finally seeing a slight decline in numbers. Why is that?
Yeah, in many ways, dairy has moved contrary to the other products in recent months. That is, when the other products fell, dairy rose. And now, as we've seen, the other commodities are rising, but it's now dairy's turn to move in the opposite direction and it's falling. And again, the weather is a primary factor in this. In Europe, we've seen very mild weather, which is very suitable for grass production, which the cows obviously depend upon for their food. And also in parts of New Zealand, they've had an extended end to the season, especially in the South Island. And what this means is that there are increased supplies available to the world market, and buyers in the various countries have the feeling that the prices are going to drop further. So if they have adequate supplies, they're postponing purchases in the expectation that the prices will drop further.
And what might we be able to anticipate for next month?
Perhaps the first point to consider is that, as I said at the beginning, the index for March is now at a similar level to last year. So although it's risen steeply in the last 3 months, it's not at an exceptionally high level. But at the same time, the last 3 months have seen it rise 10 points, or about 5%. And given prevailing dry weather conditions in many exporting countries, it's reasonable to expect that this trend would continue, at least in the short term. But at the same time, it's too early to say if the index will move above 220, which for the last 2.5 years has been the line which has marked its maximum level.
Mr. Griffin, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.